Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the CSL Video Review Media conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Paulo Serra. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and thank you everyone for joining the call today. We have on the line with us the Commissioner, Randy Ambrosi, and Senior Vice President, Football, Glenn Johnson. We're going to start today by having a short, brief commentary from the Commissioner, and then we're going to jump straight to the Q&As. So please follow the prompts correctly if you are intending on asking a question today. And I'll make sure that we give ample time for folks who are trying to do so. So, Commissioner?
Thank you very much. Well, good afternoon, and I guess good morning to our friends on the West Coast. Thanks very much for making some time to join us today. So as you all know, we've announced a change to our video review protocol for the games. And, you know, the intention here is very clear. We want to, you know, we want to profile these amazing athletes that we have playing in the CFL, and we want as best as possible the games to be decided on the field by, you know, by our players and coaches. And we felt that this move was important to really make sure that the games are decided where they should be decided, and again, go back to for them to be decided on the field by these great athletes. And I'm very proud of the way this all came together. A big thanks to Glenn for all of his hard work to create the alignment. And we, you know, I'm proud to say we had unanimous support across all of our constituencies for the change. And we're excited to head into this week's games with this change, you know, in place. So with that, I am happy to, Glenn and I are both happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star one at this time if you have a question, and we thank you for your patience. The first question is from Dave Rowe from News Talk 770. Please go ahead. Your line is opened.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for doing this today. And first of all, I got a question for Glenn just to start off. Glenn, did the referees feel it was getting to the point where the coaches were almost in charge of fixing the game with the number of challenges out there?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it that way. You know, I think the point we've gotten to is that we've come off the first principles of why we were using replay, you know, which is really to have the opportunity to fix egregious, indisputably wrong calls, you know, that could have an impact or an outcome on the game. So, you know, it really wasn't about what the officials thought. It was just much more about what it was doing to the flow of the game and to the fan experience.
Thanks, Glenn. And Commissioner, first of all, you told us that you talked to John Huffnagel about video review. In the last couple of days, have you been talking to other general managers and CFL leaders about changes? And was there any thought to changing what was reviewable, or do you think that limiting the number of challenges takes care of that?
Well, you know, we talked about a lot of things with a good number of the people in our league over the last couple of days. And again, you know, Glenn has been leading that charge. I think for us, you know, we thought if we're going to do a mid-course correction, let's make a simple and meaningful change that would have a very positive effect on our game. And we thought this was the right one, and we had unanimous support for that. We've also said and made a commitment to all of the teams and all of our partners that we will do a more full and complete review at the end of the season. But for this moment, making this one very simple change is that will have the maximum positive impact on our game, we thought was the best way to go. And again, had unanimous support across all of our across all of our partners to make this this important change.
Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Keith McElroy from CJOB Radio Winnipeg. Please go ahead. Your line is opened.
Hi, guys. Mr. Ambrosi, first, was there a specific incident or anything that was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back for you on this? Was this something that when you first took the job fairly recently, you had at the top of your agenda? I guess sort of why now, I guess, is what I'm asking, sir.
Well, you know, I've now been in place for, you know, about 3 weeks, and I've been watching this. You know, it really for me started, I came through the door, I've been asking a lot of questions. The great value in asking questions is that people will give you answers. And, you know, one of the things I've been talking about with Glenn, with Kevin McDonald, with our teams, with the general managers and coaches and team presidents and governors, you know, is what were they feeling on some of the things that were going on in the field and some of the feedback I was getting from fans concerning, you know, the video replay challenge system. And at the end of the day, what that surfaced for me was that this was a problem that needed solving, and ultimately I think we've found a very elegant solution, a mid-course correction that can give us a chance to really, you know, focus on letting the talent on the field make the decide the outcome of the game. So it was really just a part of the ongoing process, and I think it does demonstrate the value of listening. And I feel today that, you know, Glenn and I are announcing a change that's got unanimous support across all of our constituents, and that's the way these things should be done.
How much, you mentioned across the league, how much, if any, of this was listening to the frustration of your fans on this issue?
Well, I've had the good fortune for now to have been in 8 of the 9 CFL cities, and I have taken I've had the great joy of spending time walking through the stadiums and spending time in the stands and just meeting and talking to people. This was an item, besides just an enormous volume of good wishes that people were sharing with me, this seemed to be the item that they most often wanted to talk about. A Saskatchewan Rough Rider fan, I suppose, this past weekend threatened to have me replaced by Gaynor the Gopher as commissioner if I didn't fix this problem, and, you know, clearly no one wants to be replaced by Gaynor the Gopher, so I suppose you got to give the fans a fair bit of credit here.
Mr. Johnson, the last one for me, if I could. Were referees getting frustrated with the number of challenges and with maybe the feeling that coaches were, you know, just looking to find something to sort of save a play for their team? I know you don't want to maybe talk it that much about personal referee feelings, but was there a feeling amongst the referees like this isn't what was supposed to be happening here?
Yeah, Keith, not really. Again, this is really not about the officials or about what the referees felt. This is just so much more about what's replay for, you know, is it giving us value in our game? How is it going to improve the fan experience? How is it going to improve the integrity of the game? So, yeah, very little to do with the officials and just so much more to do with the fans.
Thank you so much, guys, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you once again. Please press star one at this time if you have a question. The next question is from Tim Capper from Alouette Flight Deck. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thanks for everything, guys, and I'm very glad that you guys were able to make this change. Question for both of you, really. It seems that the CFL is actually looking to reduce the footprint of the video review to, I guess, as minimal as possible. Why not make review as transparent as possible? My question is, would the CFL be open to adopting an open mic system similar to the Arena Football League, where fans can see and hear the command center goes through the review process in real time and thus gaining insight into the final decision?
Yeah,
I'll let Glenn respond as well. You know, I think at the end of the day, the idea of transparency is a good thing in almost everything we do in life. You know, the more people see into the way we think and do things, I think is a healthy and positive thing. You know, one of the ways we've been trying to be transparent is that we have been, very shortly after our command center decisions, we have been tweeting out, you know, the rationale for the decision that was made. And that was an attempt to, you know, really clarify what the command center saw when they did the replay. And I think I can say this for all of us, and then I'll let Glenn weigh in. We want to do everything we can to create the greatest fan experience possible, and I think we're open to all good ideas. You can't do everything that you might want to, but I think that what we're trying to bring to this process, and I applaud Glenn for being a leader in this area, is to just have an open mind to all possibilities. and look at them and consider them and be thoughtful in response. And, you know, as I said earlier, we are going to look at, do a full and complete review of our challenge flag and replay command center strategy at the end of the year. And I'd suggest that, you know, all things will be on the table because, like Glenn and I, you know, our board of governors and our team presidents and our, you know, general managers and coaches, we want to make this game as great as we possibly can make it for our fans.
Yeah, and Tim, I would just add to what the commissioner said you know, he's absolutely right. You know, it's about innovation.
Mm-hmm.
We are leaders in this space. You know, we're doing things no other leagues are doing. And, you know, when you do that sometimes, it doesn't transfer always, you know, onto the field or to the execution model, you know, as it does from the drawing board. But, yeah, we're absolutely looking to try and be more transparent. We're working with the Hamilton Tiger Cats right now with a ref cam in stadium to pilot that, continuing to work with TSN on, you know, live miking initiatives and other things. So absolutely all those things will be on the table as we review the whole process.
Thanks for your time, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Ian Hamilton from Ruderville.com. Please go ahead. Your line is opened.
Hi, gentlemen. Just a point of clarification, I guess. Just wanted to make sure. So it's one challenge, right or wrong, and that's it, right? They don't get a second challenge if they get the first one right?
That's correct.
Okay. Secondly, are the are turnovers and scoring plays still going to be reviewed by the command center?
They yes. will be just as they have been, yes.
Okay, that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a nice afternoon.
Thank you. Once again, please press star one if you have a question.
So we've got nobody on the list right now, but we're gonna take a couple seconds. Please follow the prompts if you'd like to ask a question.
We have Mr. Dan Rao from Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Gentlemen, this is a great move, but I'm wondering, there's also been some concerns about why some of the challenges have been upheld or denied when TV replay seems to show one thing and then the decision is something else. Are you guys satisfied with the decisions that are being made by the command center, or is that under review too?
Well, I'll start, and then I'd like Glenn to weigh in as well. I think there was an interesting there's been an interesting discussion as I have tried to learn and understand the philosophy of the command center, and someone earlier referred to a conversation that I had with John Huffnagel in Calgary this past weekend, and John, you know, shared with me and reminded me that when the command center and replay strategy was created, it was really designed to be very quick and very efficient in reviewing a play to get back to the field and back to the game. And it was really the strategy was to change the plays that where the officials on the field clearly got it wrong. It wasn't designed to be perfect, because the problem with the perfection model is that it can take a lot of time in order to check and review things from all the angles. The problem is we do have a disconnect at times between what we're trying to do in the command center, which is a very quick, review to see if there was an egregious mistake made. And the problem is, while that is going on, TSN and I'm not finding any fault with this, but, you know, has access to cameras from every angle and super slow motion, and, you know, in some respects, that creates almost like a competing force. I believe we've got this part of it correct for now, and that is to do a quick review that we try to the best of our abilities to just uncover the egregious mistakes, and when it is clearly not easy to see that a mistake was made, let's get back to the game of football. But I also know that we owe it to our fans and we owe it to our partners to look at this thoroughly and completely at year end to determine if a change in philosophy is appropriate. Now, Glenn, can you add to that?
Yeah, I would just say, Dan, that, you know, we're always trying to get better. You know, we've got human beings. We've got guys making judgments on the field. Now we've got people making judgments on their judgments. You know, and as long as we've got humans involved in the process, you know, we're not going to be perfect. You know, we continue, ironically, you know, tonight is one of our biweekly training sessions for our video officials. So they put in a lot of hard work to be as good as they can be, you know, and we keep working hard to make them better.
Thank you.
Thank you. We now have Mr. Daryl Davis from Local Radio Regina. Please go ahead.
Hi, Glenn. I've asked you this very many times, so I'm going to ask Randy. Randy, seeing how this slows down the game so much, why does the CFL need video review?
Well, it's a good question, and I think we should throw that into the mix when we do the full review at the end of the season. You know, at its core, the original intent and philosophy was you didn't want a game to be decided by a significant mistake made on the field by one of our officials that would, you know, change the outcome of a game and especially the big games. And so it, in its original intent, I fully support and endorse the idea of video review. But there is getting from that goal to how it's ultimately implemented is a difficult process. And I think there is some benefit to some trial and error. You try one thing, you see how it works, you learn from it, and then you move on to other things. But at its core, in a perfect world, you would have video review for that one moment where clearly if an error was made by an official, then that moment that error wouldn't cost the team a championship. If you could just do that, I think you would be very happy. It's not much different than in baseball when, you know, you have a pitcher who's about to throw a perfect game and for the, you know, for the human error of an umpire, he's cost his moment of glory and mortality or immortality, I suppose. And in that situation, you'd say, gosh, like, we just really wish we had video replay. I think similarly, we'd like that type of scenario. And what I know for sure is that Glenn and the governors and the team presidents and the general managers and coaches are all committed to finding the right way to do this and how to use it. And at the end of the day, if we can't find the right way to use it, then all options should be on the table, including not using it at all. And I think that's what you do if you want to have a healthy and full review of a tool like this.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Kevin Jesus from Global TV Edmonton. Please go ahead. Your line is opened.
Thanks very much. This question is for the commissioner. Randy, you had said you've had a chance to tour all the stadiums across the CFL and had a chance to talk to a number of fans, and that's kind of what led to this. What other issues were brought up by the fans that you might be considering or bringing forward either for another mid-season change or for the off-season?
Yeah, there's been nothing that came up in those discussions that I would say points to, you know, to a mid-course correction or in-season change. You know, for the most part, I would say, and it's been one of the greatest joys of my life to have spent these last number of weeks touring our CFL cities and our stadiums, because I'd say for the most part what I've gotten is just fans that have been so incredibly appreciative and you know, most of the conversation I have with them is them just wishing me well and thanking me and congratulating me on this exciting job. So there really hasn't been much, with the exception, you know, there was a loud message around, you know, the video review process and that caused me to, you know, to talk to my colleagues, the team presidents and the governors. And again, I think with Glenn's help, a lot of help from Glenn, we got to a really good place over the last in the last 24 hours. But really nothing else. I will say this. I want to continue to do that. I'm going to plan on going to be this is my first weekend off of not visiting any of the stadiums. And then starting the following weekend, I'm getting back out to Regina for my first visit to the new Mosaic Stadium. And that will be my ninth of nine visits. And then from there, I plan on trying to the best of my ability to be in at least one stadium every weekend, you know, watching the games and meeting fans And, you know, I am certain that over a period of time, there'll be good ideas shared, and I'll be happy to talk about those. But for the moment, what I've gotten is a lot of good wishes. And then I've got, this, you know, this, in this idea that, you know, perhaps a video, a change in our, you know, video review challenge flags was necessary. I was very, very happy to find that amongst all my colleagues, that they felt the same way.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The last question is from Dave Rowe from News Talk 770. Please go ahead. Your line is opened.
Hi, guys. Me again. A question for either Glenn or Randy. Just wondering if there might be any currency in having the league or having the officials put together some kind of video, either, you know, for the website or for broadcast, just explaining what some of the standards are for calls and for overturning calls. I'm just wondering if that might eliminate some confusion for fans wondering, you know, sort of what is or isn't pass interference.
Well, look, I'll again let Glenn weigh in. I think that's a fantastic idea. Look, I think the better job we do of explaining our strategy and how it's approached, how we approach it, I would fully support and endorse that. And, you know, this is Glenn's area of responsibility, and the execution of that would be, you know, fall in his hands. But I think anything we can do to, you know, to give more clarity to how it's done and what the process looks like and what the standards are, I think would be a great idea. I would be fully in favor of it. And, of course, now that I've said that, I'm going to awkwardly turn it over to Glenn to deal with that with my enthusiasm.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Dave, for the question. Yeah, so we're actually down that path. That is a great idea. We've had this on the books for some time now. We've got one sort of close to being complete. So I, you know, look forward in the coming weeks and months, you know, for us to start putting some of that stuff out on our website and out on social media. But you're absolutely right. I think education and understanding, you know, is the first step in really finding, you know, common ground. So we're going to work hard at that for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'm an idea man. Sorry to give you the make work project, Glenn. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I'll turn the meeting back over to you, Mr. Senra.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call today. Have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.